lose all sense of reality. I get hot, I lose all sense of control. Do you know when I'm talking to you? Maybe I don't say your name. Do you know when I'm talking to you? Maybe I don't play your game. No, no. Maybe I should tell you what I'm thinking.
Thank you. Show will not be seen. We bring you a special Tuesday movie of the week. The President's Plane is Missing. Tuesday movie of the week. Presenting the world premiere of an original motion picture produced especially for ABC. Tonight on Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Air Force One, are you reading?
They won't even admit it's crashed, just missing.
Peter Graves, Buddy Ebsen, Raymond Massey.
It's impossible for an aircraft that size just to disappear off the face of the earth.
The President's Plane is Missing, from the best-selling novel. ABC presents Tuesday Movie of the Week.
Stay tuned for Secret Storm next over most of these CBS stations.
Today's Candlepins for Cash jackpot starts at $420. Watch it grow or watch it go. Maybe you'll get a piece of the action. Candlepins for Cash at 5:30 on Boston's News 7. WNAC-TV, Boston's News 7.
Oh, did they turn it off? I was going to bow for another minute if you'd have kept it. How are you all?
Fine.
Been reading your papers? Yeah. UFOs, huh? That is exciting to me. I mean, two guys got in one. Did you see that? They hypnotized them and everything, and they've been questioning them. Ladies have been reporting them in fields and blue hazes all around. The latest object that they sighted in the South had a big sign on it, said, "Send us Charo and we'll leave you alone." What we've done for that young lady. We have a good variety of people today. Actors, writers, singers.
This Hoover canister cleaner, complete with attachments, for only $34.88 at Leachmere Sales. I repeat, $34.88 at Leachmere Sales, Tuesday only. WBZ-TV, Boston.
Welcome to the Mike Douglas Show, coming to you this week from Harrah's Hotel and Casino in Lake Tahoe. Located on the California-Nevada border, 6,000 feet above sea level in the majestic Sierra Nevada mountains, Lake Tahoe is a sportsman in paradise. This is Wayne Newton, Mike's co-host. With us on today's show are Miss Nancy Wilson, Jim Brolin, camp roping at a Western rodeo, Jim Rusing flying a Delta wing kite, illusionist Ralph Adams, comedian Dave Barry, and Frank Hunter in the band. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Mike Douglas.
WRKO's Great Cash Fall of 73. With thousands of dollars in cash and prizes. All you have to do to win is listen.
Barbra Streisand and other musical instruments. An exciting hour of special sounds from a spectacular lady. Tune in as Barbara welcomes Ray Charles for this very special hour, Friday night at 9, 8 Central Time. Then stay tuned for delightful comedy as Lily Tomlin takes off in her second comedy special. It's Lily, right after Barbara, Friday night. This show was recorded.
Extremely wealthy men, each with an heir who received his inheritance in advance.
Hawaii 5-0.
Put your hands over your head. What's the charge?
Murder 1. Shaft in the killing.
Hawaii 5-0 next on CBS.
And we do have one other item we thought we'd give you to think about over the weekend. Linda Lovelace is getting a divorce. That's the news. We invite you to stay tuned for the Friday night movie special, Coogan's Bluff, starring Clint Eastwood and Lee J. Cobb. For Bob Gamir, Fred Ward, and the staff, good night and have a good weekend.
WNAC-TV, Boston's News 7. Welcome to the Friday Movie Special. Our feature tonight, Coogan's Bluff, stars Clint Eastwood and Lee J. Cobb.
To where we live. But through television, we can get to know more about the world around us and the people who make up that world, and sometimes even get to touch their spirit. Now, if there's something that you want to see, somewhere you'd like to go, someone you'd like to meet, write to You Ask For It in care of the station you're now watching. This is your friend, Jack Smith.
The program was pre-recorded.
Franciosa and Robert Stack, all vital participants in a dynamic magazine empire. Gene Barry is Glenn Howard, who built the publishing empire, where men of action played dangerous games. Tony Franciosa as Jeff Dillon, internationally known correspondent. Robert Stack as Dan Farrell, senior editor of Crime Magazine.
International excitement with Gene Barry, Saturday night at 11:30 on Boston's News 7.
Hi, watch our show this week with special guests Ken Barry and world heavyweight champion George Foreman.
I'm going to do comedy.
I'm going to sing.
I'm going to dance.
Hey, what am I going to do?
Anything you want.
Tonight at 8, 7 Central on CBS.
What's the new 7 all about? Merv Griffin at 4, Bob Gamir and Candlepins for Cash at 5:30.
Keep on looking at us, keep on smiling with us. Don't you forget to keep on coming by.
Merv Griffin and Candlepins for Cash. Watch them.
Cause Boston 7's easy, Boston 7's easy, Boston 7's easy on the eye.
Chuck Scarborough at 11 on Boston 7.
Let's all play What's My Line? These gifts, Sarah Coventry necklace, earrings, and ring with beautifully cut Austrian glass stones. These lovely designs can be seen at a Sarah Coventry home jewelry show. And the Schick Samson men's styling dryer or Lady Schick speed styler. Super fast, unique re-drying and styling positions. Professional styling attachments and spray mist for extra control. And St. Mary's remarkable bedspread. Velvety rich nylon finish that's easy care, machine washable. St. Mary's, creators of non-stop bed and bath fashion. Back to you, Larry.
Okay, thank you, Chet. We're back. I must tell you, Peter and Melba, we may not be the best paying show on the air, but we are the most nourishing. And now, our next challenger, enter and sign in, please. Marilyn Pulaski and Paula Gerain.
This is Johnny Olson speaking for Match Game 73. A Mark Goodson, Bill Totman production. Stay tuned for Secret Storm next over most of these CBS stations.
Hello, I'm Richard Thomas, and I'm here to welcome you aboard Her Majesty's ship, Pinafore.
I am the captain of the Pinafore.
Gilbert and Sullivan's comic opera HMS Pinafore, a holiday special on the CBS Festival of Lively Arts with host Richard Thomas.
Friday at 3, 2 Central and Pacific on CBS.
This year, let's remember the real beauty of Christmas in our giving as well as in our gifts.
This is Chuck Scarborough, Channel 7 News. The energy problem is still the big story in the news. Governor Sargent met with federal energy officials today. The Boston School Committee has submitted another racial imbalance plan to the State Board of Education. In a strange accident, two cars went off the Harvard Bridge. And in sports, Babe Parilli was named the coach of the World Football League Boston franchise. We'll have these and other stories for you from the Boston 7 Newsroom at 6.
Tomorrow morning, the suicide season and the sex lives of women.
It's fun. It's here. It's now. America's most exciting big money game show. Candlepins for Cash, where the money goes up as the pins go down. And now, here's the man with all the dollars, your host, Bob Gamier.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Channel 7's exciting game show, Candlepins for Cash. As we begin today, we have $920 in our jackpot. And incidentally, we are now in Channel 7 studios, right in Government Center in downtown Boston. We've moved in from the Wonder Bowl only because you people have made this show such a big success that actually, through the cooperation of the Massachusetts Bowling Association, we have built the lanes right here in the studio, so it'll be a lot more convenient for everyone and easily accessible from all over New England. And what a job the people in the NBA did to get these lanes in and ready to go. Here's how the show works. Bowler comes up. If he bowls a strike, he splits the jackpot with himself and his pin pals at home. And look at the pin pal cards. This barrel is jammed up with the people who have sent in the cards. It's all it takes is a strike, and he splits the jackpot with his pin pal. Other than that, it's $15 for both the bowler and the pin pal for a spare. And if the bowler doesn't get a spare, it's $1 for each and every pin with a minimum of $5. Let's get on with the show. Let's add $20 to the jackpot, $940 in the jackpot, and let's meet Wayne Stanton.
Hello, Wayne. Where are you from, Wayne?
Gloucester.
And what do you do for a living?
I'm an exhaust operator at Varian Associates, an electronic firm.
I'm Maurice Lewis. There's more to black news than just a name. Reports will deal with the issues and personalities affecting black people here and elsewhere, but here first on Boston's News 7, and that's where we find sports and Bubba.
As you know, Maurice, the sporting life doesn't end when the game is over. The players are people with stories to tell on and off the field. Those stories will be told here on Black News, This Sporting Life, seen Sundays at 7.
That's it for our first program down here. Nobody broke the jackpot. We'll try again tomorrow. This is Bob Gamir saying so long for Candlepins the Cat.
About 8 months ago that we sat here and we kicked off the first mass reaction. Everybody was nervous. We wondered what would happen. We called it then an experiment in television, an experiment letting you talk back to the television set. And we didn't know if it would work at all. We got two main comments out of mass reaction. One of them was, get off the air. And the other one was, go to an hour. So we've gone to an hour.
Chuck Scarborough and Dave Rodman on Abortion tonight at 8. Live from our Boston 7 newsroom, Chuck Scarborough with the news, Bob Gamir and Eddie Andelman with sports, Fred Ward with the weather, and special reports by Gary Armstrong, Dave Rodman, Howard Nielsen, and Ken Wayne. Now, here's Chuck Scarborough.
Good evening. Governor Sargent has blasted the federal government's fuel allocation program, calling it a shell game that has the New England area paying higher prices than the rest of the country. Well, Gary Armstrong is here with more on that.
And I want to say you've all been delightful.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you very much. And I hope we can do it again.
Yeah, let's do it again.
And particularly the television show. Thank you all. See you tomorrow.
Promotional consideration furnished by Best Western Motels, the nation's largest chain of 1,250 fine owner-operated motels in 900 cities throughout the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
Join the fun tomorrow when Merv welcomes at 4 o'clock Orson Bean, Ernie Borgnine, and Richard Dawson. Now stay tuned to Bob Gamir and Candlepins for Cash on Boston 7.
This program was recorded.
Alan Bluebeard.
Move on Yellow Belly. He's moved in to fourth place.